I'm Jason Epperson, this is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. During last week's RV Industry Association board meeting, members unanimously agreed to delay enforcement of a major new electrical requirement for RVs. The rule, taken from the 2023 and 2026 National Electric Code, would require all new RVs to include a device called a ground monitor interrupter, or GMI, which checks for a proper ground connection before allowing power into the RV and cuts power if that ground is lost. The mandate was supposed to begin next year, but the industry says there are simply not enough fully developed certified GMI devices available yet to meet that deadline. The Standards Steering Committee will recommend a new date at the March board meeting. For now, enforcement is expected to line up with the start of the 2028 model year, roughly June 1st, 2027. But that could change depending on device availability. There's been a lot of mixed and erroneous information about these, including some AI articles out there that have been just completely wrong about this. A lot of people thought these were devices that were going to be on the campground pedestal, or that if you had an older RV, it wouldn't be compatible with campground pedestals anymore. That misinformation led RV electricity expert Mike Sokol to issue a press release recently clearing up the matter. He says that a GMI is mounted inside the RV before your power distribution panel. In fact, it's right behind the power inlet. If the GMI inside the RV doesn't detect a proper low resistance ground connection from the pedestal, it will disconnect the connection to the shore power cord and won't allow AC power to reach the RV's electrical system in order to prevent hot skin voltage where parts of the RV are electrified, causing a hazard. He says GMI devices will not be installed in any campground pedestals, and there are currently no GMI devices that are even designed for that use. There are no GMI devices available for retrofit to existing RVs, and a campground pedestal with improper grounding will cause the GMI inside the RV to interrupt AC power from the pedestal to the RV itself, which cannot be bypassed. Campground pedestals will need to be tested for correct grounding. Anyway, you don't have to worry about it for a couple of years. A new survey shows fewer Canadian snowbirds are planning to head to the United States this winter, according to Snowbird Advisor, who conducted a poll of more than 4,000 respondents. The number of people intending to winter in the U.S. is down 15% compared to last year. Even so, the majority, about 70%, still plan to cross the border, largely because many already own property in the States, prefer to drive south with their own vehicle, or have established winter communities, friends, and family waiting for them. Meanwhile, interest in traveling to warmer destinations outside the U.S., places like Mexico and Spain, has nearly doubled. For context, broader Canadian travel to the U.S. has dropped even more sharply. The number of residents returning by car fell more than 30% in October compared to the same month last year, according to preliminary data from Statistics Canada. Dynamic pricing is coming to a campground near you. CampSpot, one of the largest campground reservation software systems, has announced the launch of an AI-powered occupancy prediction and pricing recommendation engine. As opposed to pricing grids that increase and decrease campsite prices based on season or holiday weekends, dynamic pricing changes the price based on the current availability, constantly moving around like an airline ticket. Other systems like KOA campgrounds already use dynamic pricing, but CampSpot says it's the first campground software to use AI to predict occupancy rates. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by eTrailer. Ever feel like finding the right RV part is like searching for a needle in a haystack? Enter eTrailer.com. Whether you're puzzled about which product is right for you or how to install it, eTrailer has got you covered. Their U.S.-based customer service is available by chat or phone 7 days a week, and with expert Q&As, helpful articles, and tons of reviews and install videos, you'll tackle any RV problem with confidence. eTrailer strives to get their hands on everything they sell, and their website is full of overviews, reviews, buying guides, and tutorials. And it's not just RV parts, it's towing and vehicle accessories, camping supplies, and more. Head to the link in the description and get free shipping on orders over $99. We've talked about the struggle the Oregon State Park system has been having with meeting budget targets several times this year. Well, now it looks like some determinations have been made. Oregon State Parks are bracing for higher fees as the system faces a $14 million budget shortfall. The Oregon Parks and Recreation Department says rising costs and declining lottery revenue mean fees across the board are going up. Free entry days on Green Friday and New Year's Day are being eliminated. And starting in 2026, annual parking passes will double from $30 to $60 for Oregon residents and $75 for out-of-state visitors. More parks will start charging day use fees and dump stations will no longer be free. And the biggest change is still ahead. The agency is proposing higher campsite, cabin, and yurt rates through a new variable pricing model, charging more during high demand periods and less in the off season. Under the proposal, a full hookup campsite could range from $33 to as high as $80 a night. Public comments open December 1st. According to WLOX13 out of Mississippi, a nearly 400-acre former golf course near Biloxi is set to become the largest RV resort in the state after the state Supreme Court upheld the county's zoning decision for the project following a two-year legal battle. Developers plan to open the Ocean Springs Islands RV Resort in late 2026 or early 2027. The project will include 476 RV sites, 20 resort-owned Airstreams, 16 tree houses, and amenities such as a pool, lazy river, dog parks, and pickleball and volleyball courts. Some residents are enthusiastic about new tourism and economic activity, while others worry about increased traffic in and out of the neighborhood. According to the report, despite early opposition, some neighbors say they've shifted their stance after learning more about the development's plans and believe the resort will ultimately benefit the coastal community. The San Francisco North Petaluma KOA Resort has been named KOA's 2026 Campground of the Year. The award was announced at KOA's annual convention and expo in Raleigh, North Carolina. Family-owned for more than 50 years, the Petaluma KOA has grown from a modest 84-site campground into a 312-site destination resort and one of KOA's top performers. The Wood family has continually expanded and upgraded the park with premium RV sites, luxury cabins, redesigned playgrounds, fiber optic Wi-Fi, themed events, and an on-site food truck. Now operated by the second generation of the family, the resort continues to set new performance records while serving as a major draw for visitors to Sonoma County's wine country. AAA predicts 81.8 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home over the Thanksgiving holiday period from Tuesday, November 25th to Monday, December 1st. This year's domestic travel forecast includes an additional 1.6 million travelers compared to last Thanksgiving, setting a new overall record. Thanksgiving is the single busiest holiday for travel compared to others like Memorial Day and July 4th. Quote, Thanksgiving travel numbers are always impressive because this holiday has become synonymous with heading out of town to spend time with loved ones, said Stacy Barber, vice president of AAA Travel. People are willing to brave the crowds and make last-minute adjustments to their plans to make lifelong memories, whether it's visiting extended family or meeting up with friends. AAA projects at least 73 million people will travel on roads. That's nearly 90% of Thanksgiving travelers, and an additional 1.3 million people on the road compared to last Thanksgiving. That number could end up being higher if some air travelers decide to drive instead of flying following recent flight cancellations. As drivers prepare to get behind the wheel, AAA and Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, or MAD, remind travelers about the dangers of impaired driving. This time of year can be particularly deadly on roads, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. From 2019 to 2023, the death toll in drunk driving crashes during Thanksgiving festivities was 868, representing more than one-third of all fatalities in traffic crashes during the holiday period. Have a plan in place before Thanksgiving and use a rideshare, designate a sober driver, or take public transit to ensure everyone's safety. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. Thanks so much for being here. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Hit the like button if you got something out of this episode. Subscribe if you want more like it, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody. Hey, thanks so much again for being here. If you like what we do, consider becoming a Mile Marker member. Mile Markers are our paid support community. $7 a month or $70 a year, and you get additional podcast episodes. We have a private Facebook group. We do a monthly live stream. We have a book club. We cook through a cookbook every year. We do fantasy football. You get discounts on our events and more. But really, it's just a way to help us do what we do. So if you like what we do and you want to support it, I hope you'll join. You can find out more at rvmiles.com/milemarker or click the link in the description below.